Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Welcome, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell, you can hit pound 250, keyword real estate. So I hope everybody had a great 4th of July and good at parties and friends and family and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm sure some people are still in that mode. And obviously, we're in the depth of summer now and, you know, with our usual afternoon rain showers and all that kind of good stuff.
And humidity.
And people think, oh, do I really want to go look at houses? And, you know, it's like, I don't know about you, but when I'm out showing houses and that rain comes, I'm just absolutely fine with it. I generally do not have an umbrella. I mean, I have an umbrella in the car and all that kind of good stuff, but I don't use it because, you know, it just cools you off and it dries just like that. And it's like
rain
kind of shower refreshing.
At 95 degrees. Yeah, you're going to get wet, but then you're going to dry just like that.
Yeah, so it's not a bad thing, you know. Mm. So, I mean, it's like that tremendous downpour. Yes, of course, I want my umbrella for that. But when it's just kind of like regular raining, it's like, oh, forget it. It's like, you know.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. And it kind of, you know, like I said, it cools you off and stuff like that. And a lot of houses are not cooled to the point where, you know, maybe they should be when it comes to actually, you know, doing your home and all that kind of good stuff when you're selling it, because they think, oh, I'm just going to save on the air conditioning costs and all that. But when you go in hot houses with buyers, they don't want to stay very long.
Not at all.
And when they're 80 and it's 95 outside, you know, you go in, or even if it's 78 or something like that, and you're like, oh, this feels good for about 2 minutes. And then that heat catches up with you and you're like, okay, well, it's time to get out of here. So when you do want to sell your house, my recommendation is that you keep it at the temperature that you would want to be living in it.
Exactly.
Because that's going to be, you know, what people come in to see. Now, if you like to keep your thermostat at like 65, you don't exactly have to do that. But, you know, somewhere in the 70s and stuff like that is definitely where you want to be keeping your house when you're getting ready to sell it. So we have found that there's a lot of home improvements that homeowners want to make, you know, as you're living in your house and getting ready to sell it. And so what they found is these are some of the ones that people want to do. And you know, one of them is replacing and repairing the roof, which if you live in Central Florida, sometimes you don't have a choice about that.
That's correct.
Because, you know, it's like last year we had Irma come through and people are still dealing with the blue roofs and the, you know, replacement of them and all that kind of stuff. But that's one thing that, you know, definitely that you want to do is you might want to replace or repair the roof. And a lot of times, you know, it's like, when I started in real estate, which was like, you know, 13 or 14 years ago, basically it came down to that a lot of the inventory here was fairly new. So you never even had to think about the roof in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, there was a lot of property that was built in the 90s and the early 2000s and obviously the 80s and that kind of stuff that basically, you know, if they haven't had a roof, they are definitely in need of one. And so that is something that people look at, and it, when it comes down to people being able to get insurance on that property and that kind of stuff, the status of the roof really makes a big difference. So it's something that you definitely want to pay attention to. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home's sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can hit pound 250 on your cell phone, and the keyword is real estate. So the second improvement that people do is that they replace or purchase new appliances. And you know, I think the sales are still going on for the 4th of July where they're offering like packages that are like 40% off and stuff I saw and that kind of thing. So it's like if that is something that you want to do and that, you know, and maybe you just want to do it for yourself, but that's something that when you've got the new appliances and everything, that that's something that you want to do. And when you do buy them all together and bundle them, then you usually do get a better deal on them. Stainless steel or stainless steel look is definitely
is a popular one, it seems like.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. Well, plus with that, when you upgrade, I mean, it does help you even, I think, with your light bill and things like
exactly.
that, because it's all energy efficient.
Yeah.
And like you said, I mean, you can get a nice 4-piece set, you know, $17,000, $18,000, $2,000. And it's really going a long way if you think about it, because it's saving you on two ends.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you could do is you can replace or purchase new furnishings and just giving it a little, you know, pop or something like that. I mean, it definitely does make a difference when, you know, you're looking at your house and that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes it's just putting new pillows out on the couch.
Yeah, changing a curtain. I mean, it doesn't even take a lot, but it really changes it.
It does change it. And, you know, it used to be a lot more of the beiges were a lot more in, but in today it is a lot more of the grays and the blues and everything that goes along with that. So, you know, it's like if you're just kind of changing things a little bit along that edge, it makes a big difference in that kind of thing as well. Painting the exterior of your home. I mean, that's a huge thing for maintenance and everything. Number one.
Curb appeal.
It's like, you know, a fresh coat of paint can do so much. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to cost that much to do it, but it just makes everything look a lot more fresher and definitely that you're taking care of it. And, you know, a lot of the houses in Central Florida are stucco and you get those hairline cracks and everything, which are normal settling. But when they paint, they all go away because they fix all those. Mm-hmm. And that helps with any water intrusion problems or anything like that that you might have as well. So that's another thing that you might want to do. And then the other thing that you could do is you could redecorate any areas of your home or your rooms. And so, you know, there's, you know, one thing that's really important that we talk about all the time, but it's like each room should have its own purpose. It's not making one room like the multi-purpose room that you've got your gym in there, you've got your office, and you've got your living room or your bedroom or anything like that. I mean, the main thing is that making each area, at least everybody likes the open concept, but that means that there's still that area that's the living room and there's still that area of the kitchen and the dining area and all those kinds of things. And an office area and that kind of stuff is usually a little bit separate. But just doing something that's going to make sure that you do all those kinds of things to make the room is basically what it comes down to. Another one is kitchen improvements. And this is something that it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
No.
I mean, white cabinets are in, so just painting your cabinets if you don't like the way they look anymore.
Change the hardware. You can change the faucets.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of little things that can go a real long way.
Yep. And then it comes down to the flooring. And, you know, it's like there's certain flooring that just gets old after a while, whether if it's carpet. And, you know, if you did have like some kind of vinyl or laminate and that kind of thing, sometimes those things don't last as long. Sometimes the wood floors need to be refinished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just the general everyday maintenance that you might have to do on the floor that makes a big difference when it comes to you just appreciating your house, let alone, you know, selling it. Another one is landscaping the yard. And this is another thing where a little can go a long way. A lot of flowers.
Yeah, mulch,
you know,
rocks.
Mulch, yeah, all of that kind of stuff.
Thinning out the weeds.
Doesn't cost a lot, but makes a big impact when things happen. And so, you know, you definitely want to do all that. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com or #250 on your cell, keyword real estate, and see you after the break.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can go to #250 and then your keyword is real estate. So one of the things when you're planning your move, there's a lot that comes down to it. So I think it only makes sense to talk about that to make sure that it's not a hassle for you. And it comes down to when you plan well, that it makes it easy, obviously. And, you know, and there's only a certain amount of moving companies out there and certain times, you know, they're busy. And so just planning in advance makes sense. So we've got a little checklist here and all that. So if you'd like it, you know, just give us a call and we'll happily send it to you, but we'll talk about it now. And one of the thing is the first thing is hiring help. And like I just said, that, you know, getting moving company recommendations is a good thing to do, and then get bids, and you can hire them 6 to 8 weeks in advance if you want to. Or, you know, if you are buying a house, you're going to know probably 30 to 45 days in advance. And the same thing if you're selling your house. So in that case, you know, getting that all set up just only makes sense of what you want to do. The next thing that you want to do is that you definitely want to take inventory. So you want to look at the things that are important to you and what's going with you and the things that maybe you don't want to take with you. If you're downsizing, you know, you might want to look at what you want to downsize to and start planning on that well in advance, so that if it's, you know, a family heirloom, that you're going to give it to that person well in advance and not have to worry about moving it to the next place and then getting rid of it. And, you know, and if it's just something that you simply want to get rid of, you know, then you would figure out how you're going to do that, you know, whether you're going to give it to one of the charities or if you're going to sell it on OfferUp or Craigslist or something like that. But start preparing on those kinds of things that you could take inventory on what you want to do. Another thing that you might want to do is you might want to get insured. I mean, some of us all have valuable things out there, and you want to make sure that your belongings are covered during the move if something breaks or something happens, you know.
Yeah, heaven forbid an accident, or like you said, break-in or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just a, you know, like a plates, they break the whole
box
of them. Could be traumatic, you know, but doesn't happen very often, but you never know. And the next one you could do is to get supplies. And, you know, I mean, some of the supplies are so great today of what they are in regards to the bubble wrap and the shrink wrap thing that you could just, you know, that you can put all around all the stuff to protect everything.
Or even that little tape thing, the little doohickey that just you put the tape in there and you just do the boxes. I mean, it's like wham, bam, thank you, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then they make it even where they make color tape so you can mark a room. They even have the tapes that say bedroom or bedroom one, bedroom two.
Right.
I mean, they just make it so easy for you. So it's almost kind of fun to move. And I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but it almost is, because they just make it so much easier for you.
So those things do exist. Yeah. If you haven't moved in a while, you know, it's like you've got all that stuff. But organizing yourself like that, I mean, is really critical to make sure that you've got the stuff going to the right room.
Because exactly.
That makes it a lot easier when people are helping you, that when you get done, you don't have to stand there and do it all, because you've got it organized so that multiple people can do it. Yep. So that makes sense. So another one is that goes into it is to stay organized and mapping out where everything's are going to go. And so what we talked about just a minute ago was getting those supplies that actually allow you to do that. And some of the things you're just going to want to take on your own. You know, it's like if they're extremely valuable or if
jewelry. Some pictures, or like you said, heirlooms.
Yeah. It's like those kinds of things. I mean, you might just want to hand carry them yourself. And sometimes that's not available. And there are great moving companies out there that, I mean, they wrap a lot better than I ever would to make sure that the stuff isn't going to break.
And they pack it like unbelievable. I mean, they're like Jenga stars, or, you know, what's that other game? Tetris. That they can just pack it so perfectly in there. And you're like, wow.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 1025, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, keyword real estate. So we're talking about really getting ready to move and all the things that you need to plan. And so one of the things that's great as well is to be ready. So what happens is that, you know, you might move to your new house and you've got boxes everywhere and you're like, where's this thing that I need just to go to sleep tonight? And so, you know, if you separately pack like a suitcase, like you something that you could get by with for a week, and you might put like the things like your toiletries in there and toilet paper, medicines, clothing that you're going to want for the next couple of days, so that when you get there, you don't have to go rummaging through all the boxes and figure out where that's at. So making sure that you've got all of that stuff ready to go is just a nice thing that's ready, that's good for you. And then you might want to notify some people that you're moving, maybe not everybody that you know. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, make sure that your friends and family know your change of address and your schools, your employers, and landlord if necessary. You know, there's a lot of people. So, you know, you can do a lot of that work in advance so that when the moving day actually comes, you don't have to worry about it. So you can give the advance notice. And then this thing is really important. We're going to spend a little bit of time going through these, are stopping and starting services. Because basically, when it comes down to it, there's nothing worse than getting to a new house and the electricity or the water is not on.
Or the gas. Yeah. I mean, sometimes people, what we notice is, you know, maybe they're moving from a house that doesn't have gas, let's say.
Right.
And then now you're moving to a house that has it and you weren't even aware. And then, you know, maybe your heater's hooked up to it or the hot water tank or something. So those are all really important things to find out.
Yeah,
I know it happened to me. That's why I know that.
And so obviously the water, you want to make sure that you've got water when you get there and electricity. And usually, you know, it's like we work with the buyers and the sellers to make sure that, hey, the seller's going to shut off the electricity on this day. So you'll need to start it on this day.
Yep.
And that, and, you know, most electricity companies are pretty good, but sometimes they, you know, they have their, you know, 2 days notice or whatever that they need to get it done. And so it's like, you don't want to be stuck without that stuff. Gas, knowing what the trash things are.
Yeah, what days. Yeah, that's usually a pretty big tickler, or even what they'll accept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Exactly. And then what's going on with your mail? I mean, that's definitely a big thing. And then the cable and your internet and your phone and all those kinds of things are huge that you want to make sure that, you know, you go along with that and get everything going in regards to that. Another one are your insurance. And, so, you know, it's like your auto insurance rates change sometimes when you move.
Yeah, so certain zip codes. You're absolutely correct.
Certain zip codes and that kind of stuff. So it's not just your homeowner's insurance. It might be your health insurance that could change, as well as your auto insurance and all of those kinds of things that happen. Obviously, the educational facilities, if the kids are in school and knowing what's going to happen with that, in regards to childcare and pet care and considering what's happening in that way. And then, obviously, you know, it's like you've got to consider your doctors and your veterinarians and, you know, other professionals that you work with on a consistent basis. If you're getting those subscriptions that are coming to your house, the magazines, newspapers,
and even prescriptions, like medical prescriptions, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's usually a big deal. If you have it set up on like that 3 month refill, you definitely want to make sure that you let them know that you're moving.
Exactly. And then you've got your clubs, your memberships, your financial institutions, your maybe your the Department of Motor Vehicles, and the list goes on. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com or on your cell, #250, keyword real estate, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it to discuss the sale of your home. You can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell phone, you can hit #250 and the keyword is real estate. So before the break, we were talking about planning for your move and all the people that you need to let know what's going on and all of those kinds of things. So if you do want this list, you know, feel free to just call that #250 keyword real estate on your cell and we'd be happy to get it out to you. I mean, there's a couple other tips that we didn't mention. And that kind of thing. But we'll go through a couple of them right now, like keeping some essential items close at hand as well, like scissors, utility knives, soap, dish soap, kitchen sponge, you know, those kinds of things mm-hmm. that you can always have available for you. And then you do want to include the kids in your moving strategy to let them help you because, you know, it's just a life lesson that they can learn. Yeah. They're going to have to learn as they grow older and everything, too. So let them plan their new bedroom and help you pack and all that kind of good stuff is always good. And then you also have to know that your pets are moving too. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep their water bowls out and their food and collars and leashes and licenses and all that kind of stuff to make sure that, you know, they're happy and everything when they get to the new place too. So, and then the other thing that I think is definitely a good hint is, if possible, take a day or two to unpack and settle into your new home. Because I think the worst case for me is if I've still got boxes going on like months after the move, it's like I just want to get it all done and get settled and everything like that.
And I mean, you're already so tired, but you might as well just knock it out and get it all done because you don't want to be doing a box every day. And then, like you said earlier in the other last show, last segment was that, you know, you're scrambling to find like maybe your important medicine or, you know, maybe you didn't pack enough undergarments or just whatever, you know what I mean? And so it's like, just get it all done and just spend that day or two to unload and get everything where you want it.
And when you're organized, you're surprised at how fast it can be done. You know, I mean, it does go pretty quickly. So, you know, you just have to have the boxes put in the right place and then you're ready to rock and roll and everything's good to go. So, and another thing that we're going to talk about today, we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about home staging on a budget because, you know, when people come into your house and that first impression that they get is absolutely critical, they definitely need to do it. So when it comes down to, you know, home staging, you know, you want to make sure that that it's definitely going to pay off for you and everything like that. And what they found in general that for every $2 that you spent, for every dollar that you spend in staging a home, you get $2 back in the selling price. And so it just comes down to that when you're doing it, that you want to make sure that you've got everything looking the way that you want to. And so depersonalize, you know, you always hear that all the time and everything. And it's not as much about taking the family picture down from the wall that you've got the one family picture or whatever in the wall. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about really like the 15,000 collection of, you know, Mickey Mouse or teddy bears or whatever your collection is. You know, it's too much for the person coming in because they're coming in and you might have a great collection of something. And they're looking at your collection. They're not looking at your house. And they're going to remember your house for that your collection, as opposed to your house. And that's what you want to do. Because even if you go in a model home, they've got a picture of a family there sitting on the thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not the picture of the family that's the problem. It's the it's the other stuff that you're collecting and everything like that. One of the things that you can do that really is good is to make your closets look great. You know, you want to clear out all of the excess of the closet and you want to make, you know, most of the time, like if you've got a walk-in closet and that kind of stuff, you don't want to have it stuffed to the gills because people are looking at that thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my stuff isn't going to fit in here. But if your closet is neat and you've got everything in there organized and all that yeah. kind of stuff, I mean, they're going to be like, oh, I can fit myself in here. And if you've got, you know, different seasons, not like we have like big changes in seasons, but you know, the sweaters at this time of year, you're definitely not going to be wearing them.
Nope.
So you might as well have them packed and out of the way and ready to move instead of in your closet, you know, waiting for next winter to come along.
Correct.
So, you know, it's those kinds of things that we're talking about. And so closets are a really easy thing that you can do that would make a big difference. And you might think that nobody opens up your closet nope. if they're not going to look in.
Every client I've ever had opens the closets and see. Plus they take like appreciation for it. Like if you do have it nicely neat and organized, you know, like you said, I mean, it's easier for them to be able to picture their stuff because maybe they operate the same as you. So they're like, oh, this is fantastic. She's got her shoes right where I would put them or my handbags or whatever.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, and then plus when they're organized, it looks like, you know, you could fit a lot more in there versus when it's cluttered and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it totally does. It's really easy to, you know, do and to just take out the stuff that you're not going to be using in the next, you know, 30 to 45 days or yeah. something like that. And it really makes, you know, the closet look great. I mean, I went into the first closet that I saw that it was like every article was like exactly 1 inch apart from one another. Every hanger, I was like, oh my gosh, I could never do this. And that's not me. I'm not going to be doing that. And I haven't seen a lot of houses that have that, but there's a difference between, you know, like having everything like shoved in there and you mm-hmm. can't fit another hanger in there.
Exactly.
And having it like 1 inch apart. I mean, you could still have, you know, a full closet, but it's not like, oh my gosh, don't go shopping because you're not going to be able to fit another thing in there. Another thing is, you know, making sure that you're maximizing the space of your home. So, you know, when it comes in there that you've got that maybe you don't use a dining area or something like that, but you've got a table. But actually, like, showing that there is space for that makes a huge difference for people. And when everybody has that open concept going, you know, it's all one big room, but people do still need to eat, you know, and it's like maybe you just play games on that table. I don't know. But having the space for it and making sure that that is there for people to see is a huge thing of what they want to see. The third thing that you want to make sure that you do is you want to sanitize.
Oh, big time.
And so what that comes down to is making sure that everything is clean, because you're going to get top dollar for your place when your place looks clean. Because if there's an area that looks dirty or messy or something like that, not messy per se, but you know, that looks like it needs some help, then people are going to think, oh my gosh, what else is going on underneath these walls, you know, that I can't see and everything like that. So having it spick and span and shiny and all that kind of stuff really does make a difference mm-hmm. and is definitely going to give you top dollar.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you do clean, and that is especially in the bathrooms and the kitchens, that you want to make sure that they are spick and span. But even when you walk in, or even like we've talked about the curb appeal and all that kind of thing, it's like you definitely want to make sure that that stuff is the way that it should be. And when it comes to making sure that everything is modern, and what we mean by that is making sure that it doesn't look like it's like your house might have been built in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever, but you don't want it to look that way. Mm-hmm. You know, you want it to look like it's today. And so just going and picking up, like, maybe it's new pillows, you know, maybe it's might be painting a room. You know, there's different things that you can do that don't have to cost a lot of money to bring it up. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com or on your cell phone, #250, keyword real estate. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or on your cell, you can hit #250 and keyword real estate. So, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that children have a major impact on the purchasing decision. So if you're out there selling your house and you think that the people that are going to buy your house, that the kids don't have a say, unfortunately, in today's market, you're sadly mistaken. So, you know, a lot of times they don't obviously have the final say and they're not the ones making the decision. But, you know, it is an emotional transaction in a lot of times that people are making, not because it's the place that you're going to live and it's the place mm-hmm. that your family is going to be and that you want everybody to be, you know, happy, healthy, all of those kinds of things. And so when you're looking to purchase a house, those are the kinds of things that you're looking for to make sure that that happens. So the children's decisions are kind of at least considered. Let's put it that way.
Well, so, I mean, when you're a parent, you of course want to please your kids. So I could totally see where that comes into play.
Yeah. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, what children want is that 57% of them want their own bedrooms. And I know that when I'm showing people houses, there's a lot of them that are always considering the size of the bedrooms yep. for the children. Like in most houses, like the master bedrooms are obviously bigger than the rest of them. But in a lot of cases, you know, just having separate bedrooms, you know, would be, you know, sufficient and that kind of thing. But people are always considering the size of those other yeah, bedrooms and
exactly.
because they want the kids to enjoy them and all of those kinds of things as well. And it depends on what size of bed that you're going to put in there and that, because it's amazing with, you know, if they're doing twin beds and that kind of stuff, you know, it's like what they could do with them
mm-hmm.
with those rooms, you know, with having like the desk underneath the bed and all of those kinds yeah. of things that you can do that make a difference that and all of that. But the other thing that I think is really critical that we, you know, we were just talking about staging in the last segment, that it's like if your house is vacant, it's like how do people know that what size bed will fit in that room? Because I've seen bedrooms that I know a king size bed could fit in there no problem, and you would have so much room left over that it would be no big deal. And people looking at it think this bedroom would never hold a king size bed.
Yeah.
You can have the king size bed, you can have a dresser, you can have the two end tables on each side of the bed
mm-hmm.
and all of those kinds of things are nightstands. And the bottom line is that when you're looking at a vacant room, sometimes it looks a lot smaller. You don't realize
how much you can fit in there,
how much you can fit in there and fit in there comfortably, not fit in there squashed in there. So that's one really big thing that I think that really needs to, if your house is unfurnished when mm-hmm. you're showing it, which many of them are, you know, just to at least have it so that there's pictures or there's something there that you can know what could fit into that room.
Exactly.
And I think that that's a key ingredient. One thing that so kids' rooms are the number one thing. The second thing is that kids want a large backyard and they just want to be able to go out there and hang
yeah,
out,
play or
do whatever.
Put a playground, hang out with the dogs. Yeah.
Yep. And so that's something that, you know, kids want. Another thing that kids want is they want to be close to parks and close to places where they can go. So that's another thing that they really want. And 21% of the kids want pools. I'm surprised it's that low, but that's what it says on this little thing here, that they want pools. Kids also want to be close to schools and they want to be close to friends.
Yep. I was gonna say, that's got to be a big one.
Yep. Yeah, they do want to be close to friends. So it's like, so when they're moving in another area, and a lot of times when we're looking at houses, you know, it's like we're looking at the neighborhoods and we're seeing, you know, because I've had many families say, well, are there any other kids in the neighborhood? Well, of course, you definitely don't know. I mean, we can pull up the census information and show you in that area what the ages are of all the kids. But when there are parks there in the neighborhood and the kids are there playing, I mean, it makes a big difference to comfortability for the families, because it's like they want to know that they can get their kids, you know, playing with the people that are right there in the neighborhood, and everybody can get along. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555, or on your cell phone, you can hit #250, and the keyword is real estate. So when it comes down to it, that kids do have a big impact in regards to what the parents are thinking in regards to their house. I mean, even if the kids are not of talking age, you know, they're definitely thinking of their kids and
as they're growing, maybe siblings in the future, things like that. Plus, like, you know, if you have multiple kids, you know, parents, like you were saying earlier with the bedrooms, you know, they're looking, if they're getting a 3-bedroom house, maybe they have to share, but they want to make sure they could fit a bunk bed or, you know, 2 beds if needed later on, a playroom, things like that. So, yeah, I could see where, I mean, right now I'm looking, I want to move. And one of the things that I want to move for is I want to give my son like a bigger bedroom, because I feel his room is kind of tiny, especially big 15-year-old boys come in there. I swear to goodness, there's like no space in there. And then I'd like to give him like maybe a second room where that could be their hangout, you know? So that's my like goal right now as a parent. So I can totally see that. I mean, he doesn't want to move, but you know, I'm thinking I need to make this a little bit better for you.
Yeah. So when it comes down to it, I mean, it's like the kids' opinions or what's there for the kids, you know, makes a big difference. So today, a lot of the builders, what they're doing is they're building where you have like the downstairs living area, where you've got the living room, the family room, you know, all of those kinds of things. And then upstairs, they've got another flex space. And a lot of times they're just like a huge great room and everything as well. That is a place, you know, for the kids to come or have a playroom or, you know, an office or something like that. And a lot of times you'll find that they're built over the garages and that as well. And so, you know, that's a pretty big room if it's over a 2 or 3 car garage and everything that exists out there. And so when you're looking at it, that is a huge thing that people consider when it comes down to, you know, what they want, because obviously, you know, people want their kids to be able to be around them, and they want their kids' friends to come there so that they can know what's going on and everything like that. So it's really a big consideration for a family as to what the kids like and want and all of that kind of stuff. And the kids aren't writing the checks. We all know that, and aren't paying the bill. But the bottom line is that what their wants and needs are always considered and everything as well. And it's actually kind of fun when they all come along and they get so excited,
they're like already picking out their rooms, and if there's stairs, they're running up and down them. And I mean, it's nice when you bring the kids and they get so excited just along with it. Like you said, I mean, yeah, they're not financially paying for it, but you have to have a happy life.
Right.
So you might as well have your kids happy too.
Exactly. And, you know, so it's like it's, and that's what everybody wants. And like, I think we talked about it last week where we were talking about how the benefits of actually owning a house.
Yeah.
And one of the big things are the impacts that it has on the kids in regards to, you know, whether they're better off financially long term and all of that stuff. So it's a big decision. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. #250 on your cell, keyword real estate, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.